Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sports King Show here. We are live from the Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas, 4455 Paradise Road, Saturday, September 24th. A lot of stuff to talk about today. College football happening, but you know what goes on the day before Sunday, and that's the NFL Countdown Show, and I am joined, filling in for Dustin Pfeiffer. I am joined by Mr. Showtime. You recognize his voice? That's because he's usually giving you good or bad advice on how to win or, you know, keep your money. But anyway, he's a co-host on the Picks Are In show, doing some double duty this weekend here. Please welcome to the show, Jacob Meadows.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Gene. Mr. Mean Gene. It feels real good to be out here again with you today.
Hey, man, you putting in some work, my man.
You are working me to the bone. Hey, yes,
look,
sir.
Man, checks in the mail, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just that's what they tell me anyway. So anyway, I tell you, man, it's great to be back here on a Saturday here. You know, personally, we have all been, when I say we, me, Jacob, and Mr. Pigs, we have all been engrossed with college football. But we know tomorrow is big time, right?
Absolutely. It is big time.
Big time. So we're not going to mess around. We're going to jump right into week three, our week three predictions that we do each and every week throughout the NFL season. And let me quickly remind you that the show is brought to you by the Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. Okay, it's just one of the biggest, baddest joints off the block, on the block, but away from the strip. Okay, come here and have a great time. So much to do. Go on the website, check them out yourself. And that's Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. And of course, we also brought to you by Captain. All right, changing mobility for good. You have to ride in these nice limos, Teslas, you name it, a ton of electrical vehicles. Captain is the official sponsor of the Mean Gene Show, the Picks Are In Show, and the Sports Kings. Travel confidently in clean premium vehicles driven by trained professionals. And that's what's going on. So it's a little bit loud, and I hope that everyone can hear us. We hear a ton of music that plays in the background. You know, if you come to Vegas, every casino is bumping their music. So bear with us. Hopefully, you can hear me and Jacob, and you won't hear some of the Rolling Stones or whatever that's playing in the background. But hey, week three of the National Football League actually got underway on Thursday night between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. As a Steelers fan, I really don't want to talk about that game, but there might be some Brown fans that want to hear the recap of what happened. The Pittsburgh Steelers lose, 29-17, I do believe, in a game that I really didn't get to see because I was on an airplane flying to Las Vegas, so I'm so damn glad I didn't.
you didn't miss that much. It was a good game, but it wasn't a good game, so.
I didn't miss that much?
Didn't miss that much.
Oh, okay, well, I did get a chance to see us lose because when the plane landed, there was 2 minutes left to go, and I saw a field goal that was being kicked, and then I didn't understand why, and now I know more about that field goal that was attempted. What was that, Jacob?
It didn't make a whole lot. at the point that they were in the game, where they were by the end of the game, I mean, I don't know what the analytics actually say about what you're supposed to do, but it didn't seem like the field goal was the obvious choice there, especially with as bad as the offense had been. It just
didn't make any sense.
That game, it made no sense.
Okay. Well, we're going to get you ready for the games that are taking place on Sunday. And, of course, there's only one Monday Night Football game. And I tell you, high praises to you who watched both Monday Night Football games last week because I had to get some sleep, okay? It was just kind of tough. But anyway, we're going to kick off with the first game that's happening on Sunday. This is the 1-1 New Orleans Saints at the Carolina Panthers. Now, this is one I wish we really had Dustin on.
Yeah,
Dustin has been wrong twice, thus the record 0-2.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start with you, Jacob. Who wins at Carolina, Baker Mayfield, and what needs to be a must-win already?
So Dustin's not the only one that's 0-2 on the Panthers this season. I am also 0-2 with the Panthers on the Picks Are In show. However, I am taking New Orleans to win this game. I like New Orleans. I think that they played a great game last week against Tampa Bay. The fight that ensued between Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore kind of threw the entire thing off, and they never really recovered. But that first half, Jameis looked sharp. The whole New Orleans offense looked sharp. Their defense has been good this season, so I like New Orleans. I like New Orleans a lot in this game, especially since Carolina has burned me 2 weeks in a row.
You know what? I think we're going to be unanimous here because, and Dustin, I'm sorry. I know you're going to hear this show, and you're going to want to say, let's fire Jacob now. But I agree with Jacob on this one. And, you know, you got it was an ugly ending to a game. Didn't really want to see a fight between two. There's no love lost between the Saints and the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. But Tampa beats New Orleans 20-10. And I just don't see this Saints team. I think the Saints team is pissed off. And I think Jameis Winston's going to turn it up. As a matter of fact, I turned it up, and I'm starting Jameis Winston tomorrow in my fantasy football league because it's coming off a loss.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
And looking at the Panthers, I tell you what, in Vegas, and, you know, we do gamble here in Vegas, okay, so I had a parlay going with the Panthers. All they needed to do was just win last week, and how they managed to lose to the Giants, the football Giants.
They are grabbing defeat from the jaws of victory every week so far. It's been incredibly frustrating to watch.
Baker Mayfield, and you know, and me and Dustin talked about this. You know, I just wish he would just play football and kind of just shut up. Yeah. I don't think we need to hear, you know, what you said you were going to do to Cleveland and got the brakes beat off.
Yeah, it's semantics at this point. I mean, no part of Carolina is moving like a well-oiled machine like you would think it would. I mean, I liked Matt Rhule. I liked the hire of Matt Rhule. They have Christian McCaffrey, who, you know, 2 or 3 years ago was the top running back in the league on fantasy and in real life.
Like, tell me about it.
He was fantastic. They've got a good wide receiving core. They're a little lacking at tight end, but overall they've put together a good offense that just doesn't score points, and it makes no sense.
Well, you know, and we talked about it earlier on in the year, me and Dustin and I, that Baker Mayfield was going to be the savior for Matt Rhule. I don't know if that's going to be the case now.
It's not looking like it will be. I'm in total agreement with you at the beginning of the season, at least. I thought Baker was going to save Matt Rhule's career, and it looks like Matt Rhule might be on a hot seat after this season.
Well, he might be on a hot seat after this game, because if you go 0-3 and their owner, I think it's David Tepper, this guy is he's sort of like the Clippers owner.
Yeah.
He's all in.
He wants to win. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's no reason that they shouldn't be. So, I mean, he deserves to be frustrated with the production on the field so far this season.
Well, we both like the New Orleans Saints in this game. The next one is the Houston Texans. This record, man, let me get this right, 0-1-1 at the Chicago Bears, who is 1-1. The Chicago Bears look good.
They do. I mean, week one, they played in a monsoon and still pulled it out. Week two, they looked better. Even with all the skill players that they have that are injured, they look good for what the product everybody expected to see was. So I like Chicago. I do think Houston pulls this one out. As a homer, I kind of have to pull for
him.
Houston has looked good this year. Dougie Mills isn't throwing a whole bunch of touchdowns, but we've seen a lot of production that is optimistic, to say the least. So I do think that with the small problems that Chicago has and the fact that the Houston defense, there are still players on that defense that are used to practicing against Deshaun Watson, I think Justin Fields' legs will be less of a deciding factor in this game than people are giving credit. I'm going to take the Texans to finally get a 1 in the win column.
Ooh, hey, you know, well, that's just going to make things even more complicated. 1-1-1,
yeah.
Right? So here's the deal. I said the Bears are playing good football, and you might say, really? They just got beat by the Green Bay Packers 27-10, but hey, the Packers own the Bears. Everyone knows that, right?
Aaron Rodgers' entire career. Once he retires, they'll have a shot again. But until then, the Packers have something over the Bears' head. They just can't get anything going.
They do. But I tell you what, though, this game is in Chicago, and one reason why I'm going for the Bears is because, you know, you lose to the Packers, but you get the Texans at home. But believe it or not, and I would throw this at you, the Texans have won 4 of the past 5 against the Bears, including, let's see here. Well, they lead the series. They lead the all-time series 4-1. But now the last time they played, which was December 13, 2020, the Bears won 36-7.
Yep, Houston Texans had a pretty pitiful roster at that point when they played. Mm-hmm. It's a totally different team. And again, I can't harp on the fact that Dougie Mills is not throwing touchdowns right now. Last week, Houston should have won just handedly. It shouldn't have been much of a contest, and we didn't because of that fact. But it's kind of a bounce back game, right? Like Houston's got a little fire under their butts. They're playing pretty well, mm-hmm. And this is a good game for them to break it open and showcase what they can do on offense. They're getting healthier. I think I like OJ Howard's fit with Houston. Yeah, that's the new pick too. Here.
I do.
I like what Houston is doing. I think that they're moving in the right direction. I think this is a winnable game for the Houston Texans.
You know, I'm glad you brought up OJ Howard because you know things didn't work out in Tampa. And this kid came out of Ohio State. He was like one of the highest rated tight ends.
Yeah, blue chip. He was an amazing player coming out of college.
He was. And I'm so happy to see that he's able to go and resurrect his career with a team. And they are really using him. He's already got 2 receiving touchdowns
in this young season.
I mean, he's one of our best wide receivers. He doesn't play wide receiver, but he's one of Houston's best wide receivers now because he's fast. He can block. I mean, he didn't stick around in Tampa Bay because his blocking ability is much less than his pass catching mm-hmm. skills, but we don't necessarily need it. I mean, we do, but they don't. We need somebody that can catch the ball, somebody that can be a difference maker in the red zone.
Because you got to have more than Brandon Cooks.
Correct. You have to have more than Brandon Cooks. He's over 30, and I mean, he's very productive, but you have to have somebody to take a little bit of the pressure off of Cooks.
Yes. Yeah, he's sticking it done. And how about Lovie Smith? Returns home or home away from home.
Absolutely. That's probably the most exciting part of the whole matchup, to be honest. Lovie Smith going back to Chicago.
That's incredible. All right, the next game. So me and Jacob, we split on this.
We split, yeah.
Okay.
We already, you know, shots already fired early in the pick, see, right? Okay, so the next game is the Kansas City Chiefs 2-0 at the 0-1-1 Indianapolis Colts. So they're 0-1-1 because they tied with the Texans, in week one. So Indy looks bad. And, just when I thought that Matty Ice, perhaps he stayed too long in Atlanta, but he gets a new scenery, change of scenery, and man, they don't have any connection that's you know, other than Michael Pittman, his receiver, who's hurt sometime. But man, I don't know. I'm going to let you pick first on this one. Kansas City. What needs to be said about Kansas City other than the fact that they're just beating the brakes off everybody?
Everybody. They're a juggernaut this year. Again, I mean, they're a juggernaut again this year. So I'm going to take Kansas City to win this. I'm going to piggyback off of what you said, and the Colts have looked bad.
They have, man.
Bad doesn't even do it justice. Matty Ice stepped into a position. They have a good offensive line. They have a great defense. They lack at wide receiver, like you said, but Matt Ryan's been pretty good his entire career at lifting the receivers around and really bringing up the level of play on his offense. He did it in Atlanta for a long time. But, the Colts they look abysmally bad right now. So it's Kansas City all the way. I have Kansas City to cover and to win.
It's hard to pick a team that just got beat 24-0 by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Colts historically play really bad in Duval County, but it doesn't matter. They got blanked by the Jaguars, who were predicted to be at the cellar of the AFC South. So, no, it's really hard to have any sort of an optimistic view of what the Colts are going to do this week.
It's impossible. Now, I will say this for you guys, and I'll throw you this little nugget here. Matt Ryan, he passed for 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. He had a 121.1 quarterback rating the last time he played KC, which was 2 years ago.
It's an optimistic stat at best. I don't really know what to do with that because I don't know. If you think about it, who do they have that can match up with the Chiefs receivers? Who do they have in the secondary that can line up, man, even in zone? Who do they have that's quick enough, that's good enough to actually cover the plethora of weapons that Kansas City is deploying?
Well, I mean, you're going to have to rely on DeForest Buckner and Yannick Ngakoue, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been Stephon Gilmore.
You know. Of course.
Yes. Yeah, those are your 3 biggies for Indianapolis.
the cards are definitely stacked against the Colts. It's going to be tough. Yeah.
All right, how about this next game, man? Oh, my goodness. Woo. This is going to be some must-see TV from Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida. And it's two of the hottest teams in the whereas two of the six unbeaten teams left in all of professional football. You have the 2-0 Buffalo Bills at the Miami Dolphins 2-0. And, man, I'm still kicking myself for leaving Tua Tagovailoa on the bench in last week's fantasy football competition. He came out last week, folks, and had a career high 469 total yards, six touchdowns, and a quarterback rating of 124.1.
It was last game heroics or late game heroics, but he had a fantastic showing against Baltimore to take that dub. They lost that game for 3.5 quarters. The Miami Dolphins lost that game.
They really did.
Tua played his heart out and ended up with a dub.
It just looked like Baltimore was going to win that game. You couldn't have convinced me any other way.
Not a chance. Yeah.
And, wow, so a remarkable. And then how about this? You play a tough Baltimore team. You come back from behind, and you get Buffalo at home.
Matched up against Buffalo at home the next week. Yep. Crazy. But with that being said, I do like Buffalo to win this game. I want to take Miami. I like Miami a lot this year, but I'm going to take Buffalo, even if it's in Miami. I mean, Buffalo. The big determining factor here is Buffalo is missing. Micah Hyde is now officially out for the season.
For defensive players.
Yes, and they are starting two rookie cornerbacks today. Ooh. So that is going to be a difference maker in this game because you have two rookie corners and no Micah Hyde going up against Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle with Tua slinging the rock.
If I'm Tua right now, I'm on Madden and I'm playing against this matchup.
Yeah.
Of two rookie corners tomorrow, and I'm going to be throwing my butt off.
Oh, just throwing it downfield day. This should be the best, one of the best games, game of the week.
It's going to be good. And I tell you what, man. Folks are picking the Buffalo Bills to go to the Super Bowl. And I tell you what, after 2 weeks, it's hard to say, you know, what they did to Tennessee. I mean, they just beat the brakes off of Tennessee.
It was embarrassing, yeah.
And we talk about a playoff team. They've opened up the season with two playoff teams. They go to L.A. and beat the Super Bowl champs.
Yep.
And I tell you what, it's hard to go against this Buffalo Bills team. And I know Miami's good. It would be the upset of the young season. But I got to go with the Buffalo Bills, too.
I like that pick, Gene. Mr. Mean Gene. I like that a lot.
We got to go. We got to go with that. Von Miller. And someone who was telling me, they said, hey, you know, Von Miller, there's no way he's going to stop Derrick Henry. He's a pass rusher. Yeah, right.
Well, it's easy when you can stack the box against Derrick Henry. We'll get to that when we cover the Titans. But
oh, man. How about this next matchup here? This is probably America's adopted team, the Detroit Lions, because everyone likes Dan Campbell, right? So the 1-1, when have Lions fans been able to be in the win column this early in the football season?
Not only that, but their one win in the win column came after they were favored for the first time in 24 years to win a game. How amazing is it to be a Detroit Lions fan this year?
Yeah, and look, I just got an invite here about an hour ago to be on a Detroit a sports talk show. So I'm looking forward to that.
No, that's going to be awesome. This is the year to do it. Detroit is cooking right now.
Now, this game, they're going up against the 1-1 Minnesota Vikings. The game is going to be played at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis as part of your early schedule of games. You know, I don't know what to make of the Vikings. They look good 1 week. They beat the Packers. And then they come back and they lose on Monday night to the Philadelphia
Eagles.
And it was a blowout. You can say 24-7. They only got on the board once.
It's tough because you don't really know what you're getting with the Vikings because they looked really good against the Packers. And Kirk Cousins is not even arguably, he is the worst Monday night football quarterback to ever exist in professional football. So the Vikings could be better than their record, right? Because Kirk Cousins never shows up on Monday. He has, one Monday night victory in his entire career?
It's amazing how those stats just are true to form.
Yeah, like that, it makes no sense, but he really is bad on Mondays. So you have to look at this like, Minnesota could we're more than likely to see the Minnesota that played Green Bay. Okay. That is probably what we're going to see. And that Minnesota, they looked good against Green Bay, but they didn't score a lot of points. They looked good, but they didn't look as
didn't
good.
Look that good.
Correct.
I mean, hey, a big win though against your division.
Very much so. Yes. Yeah.
So that was the good thing about that. So I tell you what, we got to make a selection here. Who you got?
I'm taking Detroit. I'm taking Detroit to win outright.
Ooh, this would be huge.
Oh, yeah. I like Detroit. Jared Goff is leading one of the top three passing offenses in the league right now.
Yeah,
their run game looks good. Their defense is clicking now that Arroyo and Jeff Okuda are playing well. So it looks like things are coming together. And on top of that, Minnesota's not giving they're not passing the ball to Adam Thielen, right? It's the Justin Jets and the Irv Smith show.
You got to think that, man. This is probably going to be a topic for another show. I see trade coming with Thielen. I don't know how he gets back into the offense.
I don't either. Well, he's also getting older. You never want to say that. He's not over the hill yet, but he is over 30. Mm-hmm. So I would be interested to see what they do because I agree. I think that he might end up on a trade block sooner rather than later.
So.
He's basically been blanked. He got a little bit of work last week, but he has not been the Adam Thielen that we've seen for, 7 years now? Yeah.
Yeah, the good fantasy football point.
Absolutely.
Grabber. Let's talk about Amon Ross St. Brown. Is this not one of the most underrated wide receivers in all of professional football?
A premier wide receiver one that basically came out of left field. Even I, as a bandwagon Detroit fan last cut, since Dan Campbell took over, I did not see Amon St. Brown coming on like this. He has been spectacular this season.
Yeah.
And what can we say about Aiden Hutchinson? He just seems to be the spark plug for this entire team now.
100% and as advertised, right? Like all throughout the draft, like he was the keystone,
the guy.
Ready plug and play player, and he is.
And it's showing.
He has looked fantastic.
3 sacks in a single game, which is unbelievable.
He might end up being the best, even as a rookie, the best defensive lineman Detroit's had since I was born.
And some people said he will probably be the defensive
rookie of the year,
which I kind of agree. So I'm going to go with Detroit too.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Detroit because I'm just not so sold on Kirk Cousins sometimes. But it's gonna be interesting to see coming in off a short week.
And just one little last note for Minnesota: Harrison Smith was ruled out for this game. So Jared Goff, with his very vertical offense that he's been running this year, he doesn't have that big safety to worry about for Minnesota, the guy that makes all the plays on the back end. So it looks like the stars are aligning for Detroit to take this one.
Yeah, it's just going to be a pretty good success story. That's going to be interesting. So how about this next game? You got the 1-1, a lot of 1-1 matchup there. We call it Separation Sunday, maybe already, you know. Separation Sunday, right? So 1-1, Baltimore Ravens at the New England Patriots 1-1. And I tell you what, the Ravens have got to be pissed off. You know, they were in that barn burner last week with Miami. And then Patriots coming off a win in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Gene. Do you think that Mac Jones has put it together well enough to go toe to toe with this Baltimore Ravens secondary, even though they are a little banged up?
Yeah.
Do you think that Mac Jones, but the Patriots offense in general, they have not looked good this season. Do you think that they can really stack up to Baltimore? Do you think they'll be able to do that?
You know what? When you're Mac Jones and you got to face Marlon Humphreys, Marcus Peters, and Justin Houston, it's going to be tough. He's going to have his work cut off for him the entire day because Baltimore, you know, they know they cannot. The one good thing that's going on in that AFC North is that all of the teams are just one game from each other. Everyone has a loss.
Yeah.
Well, Cincinnati, you know, they just got to win there. But everyone has a loss there. You got everybody is 1-1.
Yes, sir.
Basically. So I think Baltimore's going to win this game.
I think
I think Mac Jones is going to probably have one of the worst days of his career, probably.
I think you might be right about that. I think that you're hitting the nail on the head there. Yeah.
So we both like Baltimore over the Patriots in this AFC matchup. All right. Speaking of those Bengals, those 0-2 Bengals. Did I say they get a win? No, they didn't get a win. They lost to the Cowboys. So they are winless. They're at the bottom of the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that because I'm hoping Icky Woods is somewhere listening. Hey, Icky, man. Hey, you know we love you, man. We miss you in Vegas, by the way. So, look, the 0-2 Bengals at the New York Jets. Now, this is interesting stuff because here's the deal. You do not want to be 0-3, and you definitely don't want to lose to the New York Jets.
Yeah, ask Cleveland.
A good Jets team.
Yeah.
So who you got here, this one?
This was one of my hardest games to pick on, especially for the Pixar in show. This was rough. I think the Jets cover. I'm pretty confident that the Jets can cover. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they can win. I like their defensive line versus the Cincinnati offensive line.
Got some hot sauce in this game.
The Jets are getting a little pressure this year, and Cincinnati can't block anything. So Joe Burrow's been sacked more than any other quarterback in the league so far this season. I like the Jets' defensive line. I like what Bob Salah is doing with the offense. I'm going to ride the Jets. I'm 2-0 on the Jets this year already. Yeah. Okay. I think I'm going to ride the Jets, and it might be a bad take just because Cincinnati's pissed off. And like you said, you don't want to be in the cellar of the AFC North because it's one of the most.
You damn sure don't want to lose to the Jets.
Yeah.
And be 0-3 after, you know, that Super Bowl hangover. And just Cincinnati won't be the first team.
Yeah, no kidding.
To experience it. But you know what? I tell you what. Yeah. The Bengals defense don't do something about Garrett Wilson and Joe Flacco. They have a connection going.
Yes,
they do. I think Garrett Wilson got me like almost 40 points.
He was on fire last week.
He was.
Yeah.
And look, I took a chance on drafting a rookie, but I knew he was probably one of the better wide receivers drafted.
Yep.
You know, and a lot of people might argue with me on that, but I tell you what. You know, I like Michael Carter. I like the balanced attack of what's going on. You know, you got two rookies that have changed the culture in New York with the Jets. You know, Sauce Gardner, and you also have Garrett Wilson. I tell you what, man, I like the Jets. And I know the Bengals. This is a must-win for the Bengals. But, man, this game is at the wrong place at the wrong time. I think the Jets win. I'm taking the Jets for a straight-up win.
Gangrene, let's go. Straight I'm up, about it, Mean Gene.
I can see Fire Marshal, what's his name? Dan, you know the one.
Oh, yeah, the long-time Jets fan, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be waving that Fire Marshal cap around with him because I think the Jets are going to – I don't even think it's an upset. It's not an upset when you're 0-2.
You can't even call it an upset. What about a revival for Joe Flacco?
Yes.
What an amazing start to his year.
You know, and he's familiar with this AFC North team. He's familiar with Cincinnati.
Yes, sir.
He's faced them a couple of times. All right, so the next game we have is the Las Vegas Raiders. Oh, my goodness. 0-2 Las Vegas Raiders at the 0-2 Tennessee Titans. Now, tonight when we do our radio show, we have to find all the nice things to say about the Raiders. But on the Sports Kings podcast, we can tear them a new one because I tell you what, you talk about a must-win for two teams that I just don't know. I don't know. I don't even know who's going to win this game. It's in Nashville at Nissan Stadium. The Titans, I've never seen Ryan Tannehill look
that
pitiful.
Bad.
I don't know if Mike Vrabel pulling him out was to save him embarrassment. But, man, to be pulled out and then you put the rookie in who wasn't even any better.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Vrabel goes back to Tannehill.
I agree.
But who wins this game? The Raiders are – I mean, this is a tough one.
Well, I can combine this one with the radio show because I've got nothing but good things about the Raiders or to say
you've
about
been
the
wearing
Raiders.
Your Raiders gifts.
I have, yeah. So I
when in Rome, you've been doing like the Romans.
The Raiders have looked worse than they are. They've managed to catch defeat out of the jaws of victory pretty much every chance they've gotten this year, and I think they turn it around this week. I think Tennessee is just so bad. Sans A.J. Brown. I just think that offense, it has nothing. They had two or three wide receivers go down for the season in preseason. They lost A.J. Brown in the offseason to the Eagles. The Titans don't have the talent to compete right now. The Raiders have plenty of talent on both sides of the ball. They're decent on special teams. All signs point towards Vegas. Vegas wins outright against Tennessee pretty handedly, I believe.
Talent-wise, they are the best 0-2 team. You know, they're really good.
Correct. Yeah, by a long shot. Yeah.
I mean, you got Devontae Adams, and I tell you what, would I be wrong if I picked the Titans on this show and the Raiders on the Vegas show?
No, not at all, because then you'd be, you know,
I would be
somewhere you're going to be 100% on gambling.
Yeah. Well, somebody's going to win, right? Well, no, that's you and Mr. Picks. You guys are going to give them that advice. I tell you what, I'm going to pick the Titans because I think the Titans are coming off a short week. I just think the Titans are going to get this win. I think Mike Vrabel is going to put something together. I like Treylon Burks. I like what the rookie is doing there. I don't know. Tannehill probably gets it together. He might have a seesaw of a season, and if he does, well, then this is his up. Because his down couldn't get any worse than that 41-7 thumping.
True enough.
At the hand of Buffalo.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm gonna go with the Titans to win. The next game we got is the Philadelphia Eagles 2-0 at the Washington Commanders 1-1. Hey, we're getting a little fan support.
Getting some love out here in the audience, man.
It's nice. Well, you know the beverages that they serve kind of
they help.
They always kind of motivate the folks. So how about this? Philadelphia, everyone has them to win the NFC East. They look good. Jalen Hurts just surprised me last Monday night. And the Washington Commanders, this is an NFC East division game here. The Commanders are 1-1. They haven't looked, you know, that impressive. But I will say Carson Wentz appears to be a different Carson Wentz under Ron Rivera.
Oh, yeah. I think Riverboat Ron has finally turned Carson Wentz into what everybody wanted him to be. He has looked good, especially in the second half. He's been a great closer this season.
Who you got?
With that being said, I'm Philly all the way, man. I picked Philadelphia in the preseason to go to the Super Bowl, and I am riding high on Jalen Hurts right now.
Look, you know, I tell you what. I got Philly winning, too. I just think they're the better team right now. And I haven't seen enough from Washington to go out on a limb and give them this early NFC East victory.
It'd be hard to see Washington knock Philly from being undefeated with as dominant as Philly as it could, especially since the game's in Washington.
Yeah, they just don't have a defense. Now. I haven't seen a lot from Chase Young. Is Chase hurt?
He's hurt. Yeah, he's out.
Well,
yeah.
That's a big one there. Okay, no wonder I haven't seen Chase Young, because I tell you. All right, the next game we have is the hottest 1-1 team in football, the 1-1 Jacksonville Jaguars at the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, on paper, this looks like an ass whooping.
Mm-hmm.
It just spells it.
But yes.
Only, but it, not so fast, like Lee Corso says, right? This team, Jacksonville, won 24-0. They beat a good team. They beat a team 24-0, which is unrealistic. I like what Dan Peterson is doing with this young Trevor Lawrence. But, you know, the Chargers are pissed off, number one. They're going to come in here. They lose. They lose to the Kansas City Chiefs, a game that they didn't want to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't played in what? They've been off for 10 days?
Yeah, it's been an extended time. Yeah.
So, I tell you what, I got the Chargers in this one.
You took the Chargers?
I'm taking the Chargers.
The injury report shuffled me to the Jaguars. Justin Herbert still hurt. Keenan Allen sidelined with a hammy injury.
Okay.
They've got injuries all over their defense. It just, in my opinion, I think that the Jacksonville Jaguars have a better, healthy team right now. Overall, I think Jacksonville is a better team with Chase Daniel at quarterback and Mike Williams being essentially his only receiver outside of Austin Eckler to really, really target over and over and over again. I like Jacksonville here. I'm going to side with Duval on this one.
Well, you know, I mean, I understand the Chargers, you know, injuries, but they still got a hell of a defense.
They do.
They still got Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack that's going to wreak havoc on Trevor Lawrence.
I think that Trevor Lawrence does probably get sacked 6 or 7 times in this game. I just think that the Jaguars have enough talent on offense to score points to win.
That's only if Trevor Lawrence is able to get rid of the ball.
Correct. Yes, yeah. That is very correct.
And that's why I picked the Chargers.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because at home, I just think the defense have enough
to
lift them over the edge. All right, the next game we have, and I think we're into the afternoon games now. Wow. Classic NFC West matchup. The Los Angeles Rams, defending Super Bowl champs, at the Arizona Cardinals, 1-1. They both are 1-1. And I tell you what, a good bounce back for the Rams, who was able to do away with Atlanta. They didn't beat them bad, but they won. And then what about the amazing performance of Kyler Murray over the Las Vegas Raiders in a game that the Raiders were up by 20 points?
That was insane. We got to see what Kyler Murray can really do, which was really cool. But I think it had more to do with luck than anything. And I guess that's the wrong way to put it, because Kyler Murray is immensely talented.
Well, he does what he does.
There was no reason for the Raiders to choke at the end of that game. And I believe Arizona got kind of lucky with that dub, because everything kind of slid their way. Yeah. I'm taking Rams all the way on this. I don't think the Arizona Cardinals stand a chance. There's nothing that I can say to justify picking the Cardinals.
I know that they get up for these games here. You know, they get up for their division
Yeah,
games.
Of course.
You know, 49ers, you know, they get up for these games here. This is going to be one hell of a game. I'm going to go with the Rams to get it done. But, man, this is tough when you see a good performance like you saw last week, and you would think that they could follow this up with back-to-back wins. And I can see this game going either way, really.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna go with the Super Bowl champions. I'm thinking they're still trying to shake off the loss to Buffalo in Week 1.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the Rams take this one.
All right, the next game we have is the 0-2 Atlanta Falcons at the 1-1 Seattle Seahawks. Marcus Mariota not looking so well.
It's a give and take. You know, he's learning the new offense. He hasn't been spectacular, but he has been good. He's been good. I'll give him that. He has been good. He doesn't have anybody to throw the ball to. Calvin Ridley suspended for gambling, and they have the rookie Drake London in there to take place of Julio, but he doesn't have a whole lot under his belt. So I think it's going to be mostly growing pains. The Atlanta Falcons are not good. They're not going to be good. They're not going to be playoff contenders, but they can grow with Mariota.
So Calvin Ridley suspended for gambling. He was listening to the Pixar In Show?
Pixar In Show. Yeah, he was winning tons of money, man, and they just like, yeah, you're out of here.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, that's a big loss, because Matty Ice and that guy was connecting, especially in his rookie year.
Oh, yeah.
He was a hell of a guy. You know, I don't know. I haven't really watched the Atlanta Falcons play that much. I did see the Seattle Seahawks team. I know Geno Smith, who is definitely surprising people. A good game against Denver, not so against the 49ers. They look horrible against the 49ers, but I don't know who's going to win this game. Both of these teams are bad. Just not good.
Yeah.
But they're Seattle's 500.
Yeah.
And Atlanta seems like they are going to struggle. I'll take Seattle to win the game in Seattle.
I'll split with you on that. I'm going to take Atlanta to win this game. I think Atlanta can pull it out, because they've looked better. They're 0-2, but they've faced tougher opponents. I mean, they closed the gap against the Rams and took them till the end of the game. Atlanta hasn't looked terrible.
They did close that gap. You're right about that. So, all right, so we're going to split on that one. The next game we have, this is going to be a good game. This is a late afternoon game at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, one of my favorite vacation spots. The 1-1 Green Bay Packers would take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So you have Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. That's what this game is being advertised as.
Yes, sir. The GOAT game.
The GOAT
game. It's the GOAT game. The two best in the game.
Who you got?
I've got Green Bay. I've got Green Bay. There's a lot of injuries. Tampa Bay doesn't have any other starting wide receivers outside of Scottie Phillips. And they just elevated Cole Beasley to take place, because they have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin both out. So I like Green Bay. I don't think Tampa's going to be able to score enough points. The only thing that would derail that is Green Bay's receivers also not being able to score points, because they've all – the chemistry between Aaron Rodgers and his receivers this year has been abysmal. So I'm going to take Green Bay to win it, but this was a really tight one for me. How about you?
I mean, who would have thought that Sammy Watkins would be the lead receiver on this Green Bay Packers team?
He's out, by the way. He's injured. Oh. Yeah, he's out for the next 4 weeks.
See, that makes it tough for me to pick Green Bay.
Yeah.
Because other than Lazard, I mean, look, you're just going to throw it to one person. You're just making it that much easier for the Tampa Bay defense. But Tampa, they're lucky to have enough players to play in this game between suspensions and injuries.
Yeah.
And but I tell you what, I think Tampa Bay wins this game at home. I mean, I know Tampa is known to – to rack up multiple wins in a row.
Yeah.
And I think you get Brady on the road. He finally got the monkey off his back by beating a team that he hasn't beaten since he's been with the Bucs, and that's the Saints. They get the win there. They get to go home. I like the Buccaneers to win over Green Bay, and all attention will focus on Tampa Bay moving forward with a win over Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't like that you're taking Tampa Bay, just because every time you take Tampa Bay and I don't take Tampa Bay, I lose every time. So this one terrifies me. But.
Yeah, hey, look, I'm just calling it like I see it here. And how about this next game here? This is going to be a pretty good game now because it puts Russell Westbrook versus Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, Russell Wilson. Versus, you always get those guys.
That game would have been a lot more entertaining.
Well, yeah. Well, look here. Hey, I think Russell Westbrook would make one hell of a wide receiver.
I agree. Yeah. He'd probably fit in perfect with all the Denver Broncos injuries at wide receiver.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and I'm sure Russell Wilson, he can throw the ball to Russell Westbrook. But anyway, so it's Russell Wilson versus Jimmy Garoppolo, and just a couple of weeks ago, it was all Trey Lance.
Yeah.
And the NFL, I tell you, it stands for not for long.
Absolutely. He got put on the shelf quick, and it was sad to see. It was good to see that Kyle Shanahan stood behind him when they ended up having to throw him on injured reserve, but what a blow to the 49ers.
It's just but they covered themselves by keeping Jimmy Garoppolo.
Signing Jimmy G to that contract for one more year.
Ridiculous contract.
Yes.
Loaded with incentives that he will probably
hit now.
So I don't know. The jury is still out on Russell Wilson as he tries to get familiar with his team. I'm not really happy with this Denver Broncos team. Anytime you try to kick a 64-yard field goal on 4th and 5, I can't get past that. I know that was 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes, sir.
But Seattle is coming off a win over the Texans, 16-9, and San Francisco is coming off a win over Seattle, Wilson's old team. So I take the Broncos to win.
Really?
Yeah.
I have San Francisco. I trust in Jimmy G here. I think San Francisco is going to take this game.
Okay, and you know what? That's the Sunday night game. Let me remind folks, the San Francisco 49ers, Denver Broncos is the Sunday night game. We'll still be here in Las Vegas.
Yes, we
will.
And
then now the Monday night game, and this is our last game here. And, man, this is going to be another NFC East matchup here. It's the 1-1 Dallas Cowboys at the unbeaten 2-0 New York Football Giants. Oh, my goodness. Who you got in this one?
Who would have thunk? God. This is a hard game.
That the Giants would be undefeated?
Yeah, that the Giants would be undefeated and the Cowboys would be 1-1 and look like they're trending down as opposed to up, even though Cooper Rush won last week. I'm going to take the Giants, but, you know, my host from the Picks Are In show kind of disagrees with me a little bit on that one.
Listening in on you guys.
I think this could end up being a trap game, and that would be the one thing that would make me raw. I think Dallas is playing. They're going to be a little bit empowered after last week, after they were able to pull off a win against Cincinnati of all teams. Yeah. So I could see it swinging in that direction, but I'm going to take Brian Daboll and the Giants. I think I like what they're doing over there. They've got a lot of talent on all sides of the ball. It's their game to lose. The ball's in the Giants' court.
The funny thing about the Cowboys is their fans, and they always think that they're better than they are. You beat a team like Cincinnati, well, Cincinnati hasn't won a game.
Yeah.
And I know they was in the Super Bowl last year, but, you know, Dallas always finds themselves, you know, a lot of folks, hey, did you see the Super Bowl parade in Dallas after that Cincinnati Bengals victory? You know, Dallas always wins the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When they win. When they win. But look, Jerry got himself a nice little controversy with quarterbacks there. He, you know, this is what he likes to see. Cooper Rush gets it done there. I don't know. I think the Giants, nothing would just, it's just going to make me laugh with joy to see the Giants beat the Cowboys. The Giants go to 3-0. I have talked about the Giants and Jets so bad over the years. Both of those teams are doing well. New York is back.
You love to see it.
New York is back, baby. So I'm going to take the New York Giants to go 3-0, and the Cowboys will fall to 1-2 where they need to be.
Let's go, G-Men, man. Yeah, buddy.
All right. So, hey, guess what, folks? Man, that was the quickest 45 minutes in sports. Me and Dustin have never gotten through our countdown show in 45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. All you know what? That's because you don't talk. You don't talk as much as Dustin.
Yeah, Dustin has a lot more energy.
Well, he has something to say.
Yeah.
Like, we would still be talking about the Panthers if he was here. Hey, Dustin, I'm sorry, man. I had to throw that out there at you. But, hey, get well, my friend. Jacob's done a really, really good job setting up for you here this weekend. And, Jacob, I want to thank you again. I know we got one more show to do, but when we get to the radio station, we just kind of, it's just laid back, you know.
Yeah. Thank you for having me on, man. And, Dustin, I am so ready for you to come take your job back, because it is a lot more work covering your side.
Hey,
plus
Dustin,
mine.
Grade his picks. Because Dustin has a spreadsheet. He grades these picks. So I can't wait. I don't even know what I did last week. I got to find out. Hey, folks, that's going to wrap it up for the Sports King Show. We're going to wrap it up here, and that's going to wrap it up at the Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. We always enjoy spending our weekends here when we're here, and we want you to come down and see us sometime. If you're ever in Las Vegas, two things you got to do. You got to get in the Captain Limousine, right? K-A-P-T-Y-N. And then you got to have that limo bring you over to 4455 Paradise Road in Las Vegas, Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. If you haven't been here, and I know you're already asking what's all this fuss about, hey, I'm not going to tell you. Get down here, see this hotel, enjoy a weekend, have fun, and just tell them Mean Gene sent you down here. All right, so enjoy the rest of your college football and enjoy the NFL tomorrow. We'll see you back here next week on the Sports King Show.